So what do we mean when we say Haneiros Halalu Kodesh Hayim? What is the nature of the Kedusha of the candles of the Ner Chanukah? So that actually is not as simple as straightforward as one might have imagined. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, we have Chafal from the Aleph, that there's a Machlekes Amorim, whether or not one is allowed to enjoy the light of the candles of the Menorah. Amar Avuna, Psilos Ushmanim Shamu Chachamim Eim Adligim Behem B'Shabbos, the oils and wicks that one is not supposed to use for Neir Shabbos because they are inferior oil and wicks. A malikim behen b'chanukah. You can't use them on Chanukah either. Bein b'Shabbos, bein b'chol. Whether it's Shabbos Chanukah or during the week of Chanukah, you're not allowed to use them. Amar Rava, my time under Rav Huna. What's the reason for Rav Huna? Kasavar kav sezakukla. Because he holds if the candle burns out, you have to relight it. So if you're going to use inferior wicks and oils during the week, what's going to happen? The candle is going to burn out. And you're going to be too lazy to relight it, and you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah properly. And so why can't you use it on Shabbos? You're not going to be able to relight it on Shabbos because mutal ishtamish la'ira. His opinion is you're allowed to use the light of the enjoy the light of the menorah. And on Shabbos, if you're using inferior wicks and oils, it's not going to burn well, and you're going to handle the menorah, and you're not allowed to handle a burning candle on Shabbos because of a number of prohibitions that are involved. So you're not allowed to use it during the week or on Shabbos. So Chizda Amar, because during the week, Kav Sezakukla, if it burns out, if it blows out, you're going to have to relight it. You might be too lazy to do so. And on Shabbos, because you might, he holds Mutalish Tamash Lahori, you're allowed to use the candle, the light of the Menorah, and you might come to handle the Menorah on Shabbos. You're not supposed to do it. Chizda Amar, Malika Mehen Bechol of Aloy B'Shabbos. You can use these inferior wicks and oils during the week, but not on Shabbos. Kasavar kavsa ein zakukla. If it burns out, you do not have to relight it. So you could use it during the week, but on Shabbos, it's prohibited because mutalish tamish loira, he holds you allowed to use the light of the menorah. And therefore, if we allow you to use inferior wicks and oils which don't burn well, you might come to handle the menorah, which would be prohibited on Shabbos. Amar abzera marav, psilo shaman chachamim maligam hem b'Shabbos, maligam hem b'chanukah, bein b'chol bein b'Shabbos. You can use these inferior wicks and oils which you don't use on Shabbos, on Chanukah, during the week and on Shabbos, because he holds kavsa ein zakukla. If it burns out, you don't have to relight it, so there's no concern during the week. If it burns out, it burns out. And he holds ozelish damish la'ira. You are not allowed to use the benefit from the light of the menorah at all. So there's no fear then that you're going to have, even though it doesn't burn well, there's no fear that on Shabbos you're going to come to handle the menorah, because he holds you're not allowed to benefit from the light of the menorah anyway. But emerges is a machlekes amarayim. Can you benefit from the light of the menorah? One opinion is mutalish damish la'ira, and the other opinion is asalish damish la'ira. But the Gemara never distinguishes between what you're using it for. Are you using it for mundane purposes, to read the newspaper, or are you using it for a mitzvah purpose, perhaps to read from a sefer? It sounds like, according to the opinion, mutalish damish la'ira, I could use it for whatever I want. And according to the opinion of the Shtamish Leira, even if you're using it for a mitzvah, it's still a problem. However, the Gemara in the next daf seems to draw that exact distinction. The Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda, Amar Abasi, Asala Hard Sois Mois Keneged Ner Chanukah. One is not allowed to count money using the light of the Ner Chanukah of the Menorah. Ki Amisa Kamei the Shmuel Amali V'chi Ner Kedusha Yeshba. Why?" Why not? Are the candles holy? So it goes on to explain. No, it's not because the candles are holy. It's rather because it's degrading to the mitzvah. Maskor v'yosef v'chidam kedusha yeshbo. Does blood have holiness? No. Nonetheless, the Brisa tells us, based on the Pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, v'shofach es dama v'chiseu ba'afar. When you shech the chai in an oaf, you have to cover over the blood with dirt. V'masha shofach yichaseh. The same limb that you use to cover over the blood, I'm sorry, you use to shech the animal, you should use to cover over the blood. You shouldn't kick the dirt over the blood. When you shech a chaya or an oif, you have to cover over the blood with dirt, not when you shech the behema gasa, a cow. But when you shech a chaya and oif, you have to cover over the blood with dirt. You shouldn't use your leg and your foot. Otherwise, it is a bizoy mitzvah. It's degrading to the mitzvah. Here too, it would be degrading for the mitzvah if you would use the Ner Chanukah to count money. So the implication of this Gemara is that the only time it's prohibited to use the Ner Chanukah is if you're using it for a degrading purpose, reading the newspaper. But if you're using it for a dvar mitzvah, which is not degrading, it should be allowed. That doesn't seem to fit with either opinion that we had on the Amud Daf before. According to the one who holds Asa L'shtamash L'er, we need to distinguish whether it's for Dvar Mitzvah or Dvar Rishus. And according to the one who holds Mutu L'shtamash L'er, again, we made no such distinction. It sounds like it's either always permitted or always Asa.
You could say that it might be that any time, even if the other action is you're doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, it might be Mabaza to the Mitzvah Ner Hanukkah.
Okay. We'll get to your point. Excellent. But right now we have a problem. We have to reconcile these two Gemaras, but this Gemara seems to imply that there is a difference. It's only prohibited to use an Erchanik if you're using it for something that is degrading, not if it's for another mitzvah. And that's how the Gemara seems to apply in the continuation. Because the Gemara continues, Itmar, Rav Amar ein madlikim miner l'ner. You cannot light one of the Ner's Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. V'Shmuel Amar, Shmuel's opinion is madlikin miner l'ner. One is allowed to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. And that's how we paskin. Madlikin miner l'ner. You can light one of the neighbor's Chanukah from another candle of the menorah. Can you even light a match? You know, can I have an intermediary candle? Can I light the Ner Shel Chulin, which is not a mitzvah candle, just to use that in order to light the other candles of the menorah? Can I take like a shamash and light it from one of the candles of the menorah to use to light the other candles? Or do I have to, can I only light one candle directly from the other? So that's my flag, so we showed him, depending on how you understood the opinion of Rav. Now we don't passing like Rav, but Rav's opinion was, ein madlika miner l'ner. In what scenario did Rav say one is not allowed to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah? So it depends on what is the reason for Rav. Why does Rav feel you can't light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah? So that's the machlokes here in the Gemara. One opinion is, as the Gemara says, Yosef Ahumei Rabbanan Kamei de Rav Adar Bar Hava v'Yosef Ikamar Time of the Rav Mishum Bizoi Mitzvah. The reason is, it's degrading for the mitzvah to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. Amar Lahu Loi Sasitzulei, don't listen to this explanation. Time of the Rav Mishum Tekamachlish Mitzvah. The reason is because it seems like you're minimizing the first candle by using it to light a second candle. My Beinayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? Iga Beinayu de Kamadlik Mishraga Lishraga. What if I light one candle directly from the other? How is that degrading to the first candle? It's not degrading at all. Why one candle from another candle? Well, it's fine. When did Rav say it would be a problem? If you're using an intermediary. Oh, you're not lighting one directly from the other. Then Rav might say that's a problem. But if you're madlik shraga mishraga, that's okay. Mandam, we should be zoy mitzvah. Mishraga lishraga, madlik. Why can't you light one candle from the other? But if you hold the reason is, for Rav, that you can't light one candle of Chanukah from the menorah from another candle, is because you're minimizing the first candle. So then even if it's one candle directly to the other, it should be a problem. So it seems to be a machlekes, how to understand Rav, but really, what case was Rav describing when he said, ein madlikin miner l'ner? According to the opinion that the reasoning of Rav is because of Bizoi Mitzvah, Rav, when he said you can't light one candle from the other, didn't mean one candle directly from the other. What did he mean? You can't use an intermediary candle, to light a match from one of the candles of the Ner Chanukah to light another one. So when Shmuel then argues, Madlikin miner l'ner, what was he arguing on? He was arguing not only can you not, is one permitted to light one candle directly from the other, you can even use an intermediary. That's also okay. That's what Shmuel, because Rav, that's exactly what Rav said you can't do, and Shmuel said must argue that you can. But if the reasoning of Rav is because you're minimizing the first candle, and Rav said you can't even light one candle directly from the other without an intermediary, what did Shmuel say one can do? All you can infer from Shmuel is that one can light one candle directly from the other, but not that you can use an intermediary. So that's why it depends what was Rav saying, so we can know what was Shmuel arguing about. So the Ran quotes two opinions about this issue. Even though we pass them like Shmuel, Malika, Miner, Liner, so certainly you can light one Chanukah candle from the other. Can you even light a match from one Chanukah candle? Then, to subsequently light other Chanukah candles? Or no, it was only one candle directly to the other. And that depends on what Rav was saying. So the Ran quotes one opinion, Miner Chanukah l'ner Chanukah, b'afilu al yedei kinsa shari. Even if you can use a match or an intermediary candle, that's also okay. The sikra mi-gemara, the time of the Rav, mishda amar ein malikin, because the Gemara concludes that the reason for Rav is mishum bizwe mitzvah, because you're insulting the first candle. But v'davka yedei kinsa, Rav would only say that then if you're using a match, because the match is chulin, has no kedusha mitzvah attached to it. That's a problem. So Rav only prohibited with an intermediary candle. That's insulting to the first one. Shmuel even permitted with an intermediary. And since we passed on Shmuel, even that should be allowed. But then he says, the Ramban understood that the reasoning of Rav was because it looks like you're minimizing the first candle. So the Rav even said one candle directly from the other is a problem. So when Shmuel said, Malika miner l'ner, all he meant to say was, you can light one candle directly from the other, but no one would allow a match or a shamash to light from one Chanukah candle, to light from one of the Chanukah candles, even though you're going to subsequently light the other ones, because there's an intermediary here, which is insulting to the first Ner Chanukah. So this is two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, even though we passed in like Shmuel. Madlike miner l'ner. You can definitely light one Chanukah candle directly from the other. It's a machlekes harishayim, two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. Can you light a match from one of the Chanukah candles, or a ner shochulin? Can you light the shamash from one of the Chanukah candles to then subsequently light other candles? We will be machmer on that. You shouldn't do that. But to light one Chanukah candle from the other, we pass in like Shmuel, madlikin miner l'ner. Nonetheless, the Ramah says, that's not our minig. We don't do, even that we don't do. One Chanukah candle from the other. Why not? V'nagu l'hachma b'neres Chanukah, sh'loy l'hadik afilu miner l'ner. Even one candle to the other. De'ikar mitzvah say eino el'ner echon. The primary mitzvah is one candle. Ner ish u'besoy. The rest of it is mahadrin, or mahadrin min mahadrin. The rest doesn't have the same status as the first candle. Therefore, we don't light one Chanukah candle from the other, because you're only going to light a mahadrin candle from the primary candle. That's insulting to the primary candle, because you're not using it for a primary candle, you're using it for a mahadrin candle. Mahadrin is on a madrega has a lower status than the primary candle. So therefore, says the Ramah, even though Shmuel Paskin, Manikin, Miner, Lener, we don't light Mahadran candles from the primary candle. What then was Shmuel talking about? Madlikin, Miner, Lener. What he must have been talking about then was, if you have one neighbor, let's say who doesn't have fire in his house, he can go over to the other neighbor to take from his primary candle, I can light my primary candle. But that's it. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, what if you have two people in the same home? Father and a son. And the father's not, his son is not going to be yotzei with the father. So the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, the son should be able to light his first candle from the first candle of the father. Because they're both primary candles. They have the same status. It's not that the son's first candle is the mahadrin, the subsequent candles, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 will be mahadrin. But the first candle of the son, it should be able to light from the first candle of the father. However, the Prima Gadim, Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, that no, because that's, why is it that the son is lighting his own menorah in the first place? It's because of Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Not only to light one candle corresponding to each one of the nights of Chanukah, but that each one of the Bnei Abayah should light their own menorah is itself a Mahadrin. Meikar Adin, it's enough with one menorah for all of the household. So he disagrees that the son cannot light even his first candle from the first candle of the father. So that's why this is rarely done. We never light one candle from another because we only have one primary candle. The rest are mahadrin. You can't light a mahadrin candle from the primary candle. In other words, it's insulting to the primary candle. However, the Beis Halevi has comments on Hilchas Chanukah at the end of a Sefer on Chumash. Beis Halevi suggests, what about to light candle 3 from candle 2? Or candle 4 from candle 3? He says, either way, all the candles are mahadrin. They're on the same status. Yes, you can't light candle 2 from candle 1. Candle 1 is Ner Ishu Beis, so that's the primary mitzvah. Candle 2 is just Mahadrin, that's insulting to the primary candle. But what about to light candle 8 from candle 2? They're all Mahadrin. They're all extra. So that's only the Hidur mitzvah. So then the Beis Halevi argues that should be allowed. Okay, so we kvetched out, you can do that. But to light from the primary candle, we don't do. It says, by the way, this doesn't only apply to Halakas Ner Chanukah, it applies to Ner Shabbos as well. You can't light a mundane or a Ner Shochel from an Ner Shal mitzvah because of Bizoy mitzvah. That's nothing to do with Ner Chanukah. It's insulting to the mitzvah. That applies to Kisui Adam, applies to Ner Chanukah, should apply to Ner Shabbos as well. Nonetheless, the Bir Halakha and Hilchos Shabbos quotes from a Sefer HaTruma, one of the Rishonim, that you can light one of the Ner Shabbos from another Ner Shabbos. Not with a match, but directly, one from the other, that you can do. Just like by Chanukah, Madlika miner l'ner. And even though by Chanukah we don't do it, because all subsequent candles are just Mahadrin, as opposed to the primary candle, which is the Ikar Mitzvah. So Be'er Halacha asks, why do we light more than one candle, Ner Shabbos? Because Zachar v'Shomer. We light two candles because connected Zachar v'Shomer, and then we light third candle, fourth candle, fifth candle based on how many minigas, how many children you have. That's all extra. How then can you light an extra candle from the primary candle of Ner Shabbos? That's the kasha here. Halacha asks in Hilchos Shabbos. So Be'er Halacha explains that it's because by Ner Chanukah the primary mitzvah remains one candle. All the other candles are just mahadran. However, by Ner Shabbos, the reason why we light Ner Shabbos is in order to increase the light in the home, which increases Shalom Bayis, not only for mystical reasons, but also practical reasons. The more light you have in the house, the less likely you are to bump into other people, step on their toes, you know, and things like that. So it increases Shalom Bayis, particularly in the days when they didn't have electric lights. It was important, the extra candles added. So Be'er Halacha says every candle is not just a Hidur Mitzvah Zachar V'Shomer because of the children. Every candle contributes to a more expanded form of the real mitzvah of Halakas Ner Shabbos, to increase Shalom Bayis. Every candle adds something. So therefore, since every candle really just expands the primary mitzvah, every candle then is really integral, you know, is integral. Every candle is significant and is on par with the primary candle. So therefore, the Be'er Halacha says, in Ner Shabbos, you can light one candle of Shabbos directly from another, even though by Ner Chanukah, we don't do it. Yeah.
So wouldn't you be able to get Hana from the Ner Shabbos?
Of course, it's for Hana.
Yeah. Okay.
But only for, it would be improper to use it to read the newspaper. That's still Bizoy Mitzvah. Why do we light Ner Shabbos? For Oinek Shabbos and for Suda Shabbos.
Okay.
Unless you hold reading the newspaper as part of your Oinek Shabbos.
Or Shalom Bayis.
Oh, Shalom Bayis, mitzvah. Yeah, but to you, but we don't count money on Shabbos anyway, but yeah, correct. Okay, so we can use the Ner Chanukah, Malikin, Miner Liner. Again, we don't do it unless they're all on same par. You know, primary candle from another primary candle, or a Mahadran candle from another Mahadran candle. However, fundamentally, one can light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah, and again, that seems to imply that there's a distinction between using the Neris of Chanukah for a mitzvah that's allowed, as opposed to using it for a mundane purpose that's not allowed. But how does that fit with the first Gemara that we saw? The first Gemara brought us, cited two opinions. Mutar l'shtamesh la'ira, which sounds like one can use it indiscriminately, however you want, or asal ishtamish la'ira. You can't use it at all. Not for a chulin, not for a mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't distinguish. Whereas over here, on Chav Beis Mir Aleph, the Gemara implies one is not only not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah, if you're using it for a mundane purpose, to count your money. But if you're using it for a mitzvah, like to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah, that is allowed. How does that fit with the first Gemara? How can we reconcile the two? So this is a big machlekes rishonim. The Baal HaMor over here, Oishei, explains that according to the Man D'Yomar, also the Hishtamish La'era, you cannot use the Ner Chanukah at all. Not for a mitzvah, not for a mundane purpose. Why? Because it is comparable to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which was entirely kadosh and could not be used for any other purpose, both for a Dvar Mitzvah or a Dvar HaRishus. However, the Gemara in Daf Chav Beis Mir Aleph is following the opinion that Mutar l'Hishtamesh La'ira, the Menorah is not comparable to the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and one is permitted to use it. Should have been permitted to use it for everything, certainly for a Dvar Mitzvah. However, the Gemara in Chav Beis Mir Aleph limits our usage of the menorah for mundane purposes, not because of any kedusha necessarily of the menorah, because it's comparable to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather because of a general principle of bizoy mitzvah, which applies to all objects of a mitzvah. You simply can't use it for a degrading or insulting activity. So he says, that's why the one who holds, the reason why that opinion states specifically you can't use it for counting money, because really they hold mutalish tamish la'ira. You could use it. And if you'd be using it for a mitzvah, that's allowed. Like one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah, or any mitzvah, for that matter. You want to learn from the Ner Chanukah, that would all be allowed. Because we hold mutalish tamish la'ira. And that's where the whole Gemara and Chav Beis Manalf is following the opinion, mutalish tamish la'ira. It says about more, that's how we should paskin. Mutalish tamish la'ira, you can use it for a dvar mitzvah. You simply limited only for a dvar mitzvah, not for a dvar reshus. That's insulting. That's degrading to the mitzvah. And because of the larger principle of bizui mitzvah, one should refrain from doing so. Not because there's any kedusha attached to the menorah. That's how the Baal Hamor understands the Gemara Chav Beis Manalf. The Ramban in the Mochamas Hashem disagrees. And his opinion is that according to the opinion that also l'estamish la'era, one is not allowed to use an erchanaka, neither for a Dvar Mitzvah or a Dvar HaRashus. Not because, like the Baal Hamor said, it's comparable to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather because it undermines its significance, it undermines its ability to be mefaris in the Neis. Because if you are using the menorah even for a Dvar Mitzvah, I'm not clear, it's not obvious to me that you lit it for the purpose of Ner Chanukah. In which case, you're not publicizing the Neis in Ner Chanukah. I might have thought, if you're sitting there reading, even if you're learning by your menorah, I might have thought, you lit it in order to learn. How do I know that you lit it to be mefarsa, you know, for the purpose of Ner Chanukah? Not because it's comparable to the Kedusha of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, but because, you know, fundamentally you can't use it, because it undermines its ability to be mefarsa in the Neis. And the Ramban says, that's how we paskin. And the Gemara Chav Beis Manalf is following that opinion. That the reason, I'm sorry, that asa l'shtamish la'ira, not that mutal l'shtamish la'ira, asa l'shtamish la'ira. And you can't use it either for a dvar chulin or a dvar mitzvah. Why did the Gemara then go out of its way to say, you can't count money, you know, using the light of the Ner Chanukah? You can't do anything using the light of the Ner Chanukah. It's going to undermine its ability to be mefaris in the Neis. It's not obvious that you did it for the purpose of the mitzvah. The Ramban says, no, because it's coming to teach me an additional chiddush. I might have said that the only time you can't use the Ner Chanukah is if you're using it for a something, an activity that is over an extended period of time. If you're sitting and reading. Because if you're sitting and reading, then it's obvious. It's not obvious to me that you did. You lit the candles for the purpose of the Ner Chanukah. But if you're doing something that just takes a second, you know, I'm looking at the money to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, okay. Then you're done. So it only takes a second. That doesn't undermine its ability to be mefaris in the Neis. It only took 1 second. So even though we paskin, he says, and the Gemara Chav Beis Manalf is following the opinion, not mutal l'shtamish la'ira like the Baal Hamor told us. It's following the opinion also l'shtamish la'ira. You can't use it for anything. Not because of the kedusha of the Neir like the Baal Hamor said, but because it's going to undermine its ability to be mefaris in the Neis. I might have said that only if it's going to take some period of time. Sit and read. But if it's just for a second, I want to check which volume of a sefer it is, how much money I have, I might have said that that's allowed. And it should have been. But, the Gemara says, you shouldn't do that, even for a second, because it's mevaza the mitzvah. It's insulting. It's degrading. Even though it doesn't undermine its ability to be mefarsim than ace, but it's degrading. And that's the additional chiddush. Kamash Malan says the Ramban, Shafil Hartzos Mo She'ena Eli'iyun Hakal. Even though it takes 1 second to discern how much money you have, Kol She'ken Tashmish Acha Bein Shal Mitzvah Bein Shal Kedusha. Whether it's for a mitzvah or a kedusha, you're not allowed to use it. But even if it just takes 1 second, if it's for a mundane activity, that's prohibited. Not because of asa l'shtamish la'ira. Asa l'shtamish la'ira is because you can undermine its ability to be mefaris in the Neis. That's only if it takes a little bit longer, more extended period of time. 1 second doesn't undermine, or 2 seconds, or even 30 seconds doesn't undermine its ability to be mefaris in the Neis. But if it's for a mundane activity, that is mevaza the mitzvah. It's insulting, it's degrading to the mitzvah. Why then can I light Ner Chanukah, Madlika Miner Lener? Sir Ramban would explain that it's because that only takes 1 second. It takes very little time. And that's not insulting to the Ner Chanukah, to buy one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. So it doesn't undermine its ability to be Mefaris in the Nes, not included in Asul Eshtamish La'era, because it doesn't take an extended period of time, and it's not a violation of Bizoy Mitzvah, like counting money. It only takes 1 second, and it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. So let's say you wanted to learn by the Ner Chanukah, just to, you know, read a paragraph, or just to check which volume of a Sefer it is, for the purpose of a Mitzvah. So then that would be allowed according to the Ramban. If it's only a second. Even though the Ramban holds, you can't use it for a Dvar Chulin or a Dvar Mitzvah. Because if you, for an extended period of time, because that undermines its ability to be Mefaris in the Nes, I can't tell if you lit it for Ner Chanukah or you lit it to learn. But if it's only for a second, or, you know, a few seconds, that doesn't undermine its ability to be Mefaris in the Nes, and it's not a violation of Bizoy Mitzvah. And that's the point that the Beis Halevi makes over here in his comments on Hilchos Chanukah, according to the Ramban. And that's also the opinion of Rashi. If you look back at the Gemara Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Rashi says, in Ois Aleph, why are you not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah? Because if you use it, it won't be obvious that you lit it for the purpose of the mitzvah, Shiei Nikar Shehu Ner Mitzvah. It undermines the ability to be Mefaris in the Nes. I don't know that you lit it for the purpose of Ner Chanukah. But, says the Beis Halevi, if you're only using it for a minute, 30 seconds, that doesn't undermine its ability to be Mefaris in the Nes. And if it's for a mitzvah, it's not a Bizoy Mitzvah. For the Ramban, for Rashi, that's also the opinion of the Rush. If you're only using it for a few seconds and it's not counting money, it's not degrading or insulting to the Ner Chanukah, that would be allowed. The Ran seems to combine and takes elements of the Baal HaMoor and elements of the Ramban. He explains that the opinion that also the Shtamish La'ira, one is not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah at all, both for Dvar Mitzvah or for Dvar Rishus, is like the Baal HaMoor. It's because it has the holiness of the Menorah. It's comparable to the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, so you can't use it for Dvar Mitzvah or Dvar Rishus. However, he claims that the Gemara Chabez Meralf is following the opinion not that Mutar L'Shtamish La'ira, like the Baal HaMoor, but also L'Shtamish La'ira. You're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah at all because it's intrinsically holy, both for Dvar Mitzvah and for Dvar Rishus. But why then am I allowed to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah? Not because it only takes a few seconds and it's not going to undermine its ability to be Mefaris in the Nes. Because the reason you're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah is intrinsic. Because it's holy. Even if it takes a few seconds, it should be prohibited. Why can I light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah? It's because it's all the same mitzvah. And even though you can't use the Ner Chanukah for another mitzvah, this is your point, Ariel's point, for the same mitzvah, that can be allowed. That's what the Ron writes. Da'ad kan lo sharino hadlik miner l'ner mishum de tarvayu chada mitzvah. Kloimar, mitzvah's ner Chanukah. Aval shar mitzvah's nira kimavat lo zu. One mitzvah would offend the other. Meaning each mitzvah deserves its own space. So since the menorah is holy, intrinsically, you can't use it to learn. You couldn't use it to light near Shabbos. According to the Ramban, if it's only for a second, it's not going to undermine its ability to be mefaris in the Nes. So you want to light one Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah. For that matter, you want to light one Ner Shabbos from a Ner Chanukah. All that should be allowed. To learn from it for a few seconds. But according to the Ran, you can't use it at all. And the only thing you can use it for is to light one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah. That's it, because they're all the same mitzvah. They're all on the same team. So how do we paskin on this issue? Is two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, if you remember, we had three opinions. How to reconcile these two sugyas in the Gemara. According to the Baal HaMoor, the machlokes in the Gemara is whether or not the menorah is holy or not. Is it comparable to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash or not? The opinion that held also l'shtamish la'ora holds it's like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't use it for anything, not in the Bar Mitzvah, not in the Bar Rishus. We paskin though, mutar l'shtamish la'ora. You can use it for a Dvar Mitzvah, just you can't use it to count your money for Dvar Chulin, because that's insulting, degrading to the mitzvah. So that's the second opinion that's got over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh mi shamatir betashmi shal kedusha. Simitav reshayin gimel sefala. You can use the menorah for the purposes of a mitzvah. You just simply can't use it for a mundane purpose, reading the newspaper, counting your money, because that's degrading. That's insulting. The first opinion, though, in the Shulchan Aruch is the Ramban and the Ran. their opinion is that we paskin up mutar l'hishtamish la'ira, but also l'hishtamish la'ira. And you can't even use it for a dvar mitzvah. And that's the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. You cannot use it to learn. However, if you remember, there's a machlokes in the Ramban and the Ran. Why is it holy? Why can you not use the menorah for a dvar mitzvah? Why is it also l'hishtamish la'ira? The Ramban said it's because it undermines its ability to be mefarsim the neis. I can't tell why you lit it. Therefore, the Ramban said that's only if you use it for a dvar mitzvah, that's over an extended period of time. If it's for a short window of time, that would be allowed to light one candle from the other, you know, Shabbos from the Chanukah, just to check a Marim Malkum in a Sefer or something, that would all be allowed. And the Ran said, it's because it's kadosh, like the menorah, even if it takes a few seconds, it's not allowed. Madlik, Minera, Linera, it's because they're all the same mitzvah. Otherwise, not. So the Bir Halacha is willing to be Mako, even though we don't use it for a dvar mitzvah, to be Mako, like the reasoning of the Ramban. That it's only because it undermines its ability to be mefarsim in the neis, and therefore, if it takes only a few seconds, it could be allowed if it's a dvar mitzvah. So the Bir Halacha writes, "Kishu tashmish kedusha ubederech harai." You have two tzadim lekula. It's a dvar mitzvah. Many hold dvar mitzvah is allowed, and it only takes a few seconds. It's like the Ramban. Then what? Well, that should be permitted. Kigon limo lefnei derech harai efshu do kul yama in lahachma v'tzarachian. He says maybe we should be machma like the Ramban, like the Ran. That it's always prohibited because, like the menorah and the base hamikdash, but he's willing to be meiko like the Ramban that could be permitted. Okay, so we don't use the menorah for even for dvar mitzvah. The only thing that is allowed to be used for is to be madlikin miner l'ner, one candle to the other. And we discussed that that's only primary candle to a primary candle or mahadran candle to mahadran candle. It has to be one candle directly from the other. But generally speaking, we don't use the light of the menorah. So for that reason. The Gemara tells in Masechta the Shabbos over here, Chafal from the Beis, that you have to have another candle, what we call the Shamish, together with the menorah. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Anicha al Pesach Beis Ami Bechutz. You're really supposed to light Ner Chanukah outside your front door. Ubishas Hakana, in religious persecution, and our times we continue this practice, Manicha al Shulchan Avedayan. You leave it on your table, and that's enough. We try and fulfill both, or some reclaim some of the original intention of the mitzvah, and we light it in the window. But it's, if you don't have a window that's adjacent to the Shulchan Arabim, well, that's too dangerous. You can light it on your dining room table. Manichal Shulchan Avedayon. But then Rava continues. Amar Rava, Tzarech Ner Acheres L'Hishtamish La'Ira. You need another candle in order to benefit from the light of the menorah. I'ika Medura Lo'Tzarech. But if there's a bonfire nearby, then you don't need the shamash. So this is a halacha that you're supposed to have an additional candle there in order to benefit from the light of the menorah. Is this an obligation or just a minhag? So if you flip the page, you see the Shulchan Aruch is inconsistent in the way that it presents the notion of lighting another candle. The Shulchan Aruch initially writes in Tafresh Ayin Aleph Sif Hey. Ner Chanukah, Menicha al Pesach Hasamach L'Rishus Harami B'Chutz, you should light outside of your front door. U'B'Shas HaKadosh Shein HaRosh L'Kayim HaMitzvah, Menicha Shulchan Avedayah. In a time of religious persecution, light inside, and that's enough. V'Tzarech Ner Acher. You need another candle. V'Shtamish La'Irai, in order to use the light of the menorah. So here, it's an obligation. But look in Simin Tov V'Shayin Gimel Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch just says, Noyagim lahadlik ner noisef kedei shemishtamish la'ira, so that if you use the light of the menorah, yela ar hanoisef, you'll use that light shu oisef shehidlik achron, because that's what you lit last. So here the Shulchan Aruch only says noyagim. Earlier the Shulchan Aruch said tzarech. Which is it? Do you need to do this, or is this a nice idea? It's a minhag. So the Bir Halacha explains. And based on the context, it's almost obvious that it depends where you're lighting. If you're lighting inside, look back at the context of Rava. What statement was Rava following in the Gemara? U'bishas ha'sakana manicha al-shulchan avedayah. You're lighting in your dining room. And all their candles were candles. All their light in the room was candles. So if you're lighting a menorah in your dining room, inevitably you're going to use the light of the menorah. Now you need a shamash. You need a ner chulin, which is not one of the lights of the menorah, formally, in order to use the light of the menorah. But there, it's an obligation. However, the Shulchan Aruch, and that's what Shulchan Aruch is discussing in Tafresh Ayin Aleph, when he says tzarech. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tavre Shayin Gimel is discussing a person who's lighting outside. You're not going to use the light of the menorah. So then the Shamash is just a minig. So that's what the Bi'ur Halacha says. Over here, Oysir Aleph, Bitzarech Ner, V'nira Davka B'menichal Shulchanoi. It's only when you're lighting on your table, inside. Avakosh Menicha Samach L'Pesach, Ein Tzarech L'Ner Acheres. You're lighting outside, you don't need the Shamash. Alfo Pisha Oymei Loi L'Sham, Ho V'Einu Bo L'Shtamash L'Ero G'Ezatashmash. You're not using it. But even there, outside, Achein minik ha'olam v'chein minik rabosein l'chol ner Chanukah hamulek is b'zorich habayit tzarich ner acheres. We always light the shamash. That was the minik. For whatever reason, whatever mystical significance it has, the minik always was to light the shamash together with the neres Chanukah, even though if you're not going to use the, let's say it's outside, you're not going to use the light, or for that matter, it's inside. But Shlomo Zalman says, let's say you have electric lights in the room. It's flooded with light from the chandelier. Or you're not sitting in the room. You're not going to use the room at all. We have, you know, in those days the houses were also smaller. If you had a menorah inside the house, you were never really going to be sitting near it. But let's say you're not in an apartment, you know, where there's only one, public space, one room. Well, you have the dining room, the living room, the family room. So you're going to light in the dining room and you're not going to be there. So you're not going to use the light of the menorah. So Me'ikra Adin, you don't need, or there's a Medura there, a big bonfire. Me'ikra Adin, you don't have to light the Shamash, but nonetheless, there's a minute to do so. When did Rabbi say you have to do it? When did Shulchan Aruch say you have to do it? That's if you're going to sit inside, and you're going to use a lot of the menorah, then you need the Shamash. What does the Shamash, though, do for you? Does the Shamash, you know, is that just providing you some light to use? Well, because you have a Shamash there, can you use all of the lights of the menorah? So the Rama writes over here, Oysir Gimel, Siman Tavre Shayin Gimel, Sif Aleph, the end of the first line, Ner Shel Heter, Doilek, Em Ner Shel Iser. You have the Shamash together with the rest of the lights of the Menorah, Oz Mutar L'Shtamish Etzlan. You can use all of them. Once you have the Shamash there, you can use all of them. The Bir Halacha there, I brought a few Oysir Beis, says in the name of the Prichadash, it's in the bracket, El Shal Prichadash Shiyeng, that's only if you're using it for an activity that the Shamash would have been sufficient. I just have the Shamash there, you know, I could have gotten away with just the Shamash. Now that I have the whole Menorah there together with the Shamash, I'll use all of them. But it's an activity that I could have performed with just the Shamash alone. If the Shamash alone would not have been sufficient, and I need the lights of the Menorah, then no. You can't believe the Ramo would be Makel there. Because then I'm using the light of the menorah. Just because there's a shamash, where does that help? He says, "Im ein dai loy l'shamash b'aner shochol d'hanu davish u'tzarch iun golav v'tzarch l'zeh ha'inyan gam ken ha'or shonei chanuk aboy v'nze b'vadein." He can't even believe the Rambam would be meiko there. When was the Rambam meiko? If you're doing an activity, you could have sufficed with the nair of the shamash, but now that you have the nair of the shamash there together with the nair of menorah, you could use the menorah too. So the Shamash allows you to benefit from the light of the menorah as well. However, look back on Yisid Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the third line over here, that there are those who disagree with this Rambo. That's the Bach. Yesh min ha'paisim desfirlu, the davka Shamash sha'oimei lemala mikol ha'nero shari. When can you use the Shamash? Only if the Shamash is raised above the rest of the candles. Look earlier in the Rambo, right there, Yisid Gimel, the Ramah quotes from Mordechai, Yesh la soisa yoiser oruch mishar neiros. You should make the shamash taller than the other candles. Why? Shimbo lehishtamish yishtamish lo eisener. Because if you're going to use the candles, you'll only use that candle. See, if it's on the same level as all the candles, you can't distinguish between them. I can't isolate one candle from the rest. But if it's taller, it must be significantly taller. Not like us, you have like a little ceremonial platform for the shamash. If it's significantly taller, I could use that light. I can isolate it from the rest of the lights of menorah. I'll use that one to read, and the rest I won't use. Because you're only allowed to use the shamash, says the Bach. That's why the Mordechai says it has to be taller. You can isolate it from the rest. If it's you're going to use all of them, no. can't use all of them just because the shamash is there. How does that help you? Why should you be able to use all of them just because the shamash is there? Whereas the Ramah disagrees. You can use all of them. Once the shamash is there, you can use all of them. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and then quotes from the Magen Avraham and the Prichadash, over here on the fourth line, the Nebi Magen Avraham, and Prichadash eskimu da'adin im haramah. You can use all of them once you have the shamash there. Then he quotes from the Gra, who's machmir. Like the Bach, you should only use the shamash. Either way, the Bir Halacha says, even if you'll be making like the Ramah, once you have the shamash there, which is what we're taught in grade school, once you have the shamash there, you could use all of the lights of the menorah. The Bir Halacha says you still shouldn't do that. Bir Halacha earlier, over there in Oysu Beis, the last line says, even if you'll be making like the Ramah, the Magen Avraham says, see if you'll divrei mochamas ein l'shabash neged kulan. You shouldn't use all of them together. Why not? Because if you're going to use all of them together, you're going to undermine the ability of the menorah to be mafarsim the nes. What was the whole reason that you can't use the menorah? What was the whole reason you're not supposed to use the menorah, even for a mitzvah purpose, according to the Ramban? Not because the mitzvah is holy, the menorah is holy, like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. It's because you're going to... If you're sitting there learning, I can't tell, Pastor, I can't tell, especially if you're doing it for an extended period of time, why you lit the menorah? Maybe you lit it in order to learn. So even though there's a shamash there, and let's say you could have done this activity with the light of the shamash, but I can't tell why you lit the menorah. So even though you have the shamash there, you're sitting learning by all, and now you could use all the lights in the menorah, I can't tell why you lit them. So now you're going to undermine the ability of the menorah to be mafarsim in the nets of Chanukah. So the Bir Halacha quotes in the name of that Ramban, therefore you really shouldn't use all the lights of the menorah, even if you have a shamash there, because you're going to undermine the ability of the menorah to be mafarsim in the nets. So if you're going to use the shamash, you only can use the shamash. So that's why the shamash is supposed to be raised, so you should be able to isolate it. Whether or not that allows you in order to use all of the lights of the menorah is debatable, and either way the Bir Halacha recommends not to do that because it will undermine the ability of the menorah to be mafarsim. The nes won't be obvious why you lit the menorah. So we understand now why Hanerus Halalu Kedev Shem, what is the nature of the Kedush of the menorah? Some say it's like the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash. Some say it's only because they're kadosh in the sense that you're not supposed to use them because it will undermine its ability to be mafarsim in the nes, and that's why ein lanu rishus l'shtamish behem. We don't have a rishus to use them either because of the holiness of the menorah or because it will undermine its ability to be mafarsim in the nes. Ela l'roisim bovad. We only have rishus to see them alone. That's a double negative. Ela l'roisim bovad. Only to see them alone. Why the double negative? So in the Sefer Mekor Chaim, Mekor Chaim was written by the Chavos Yair, who lived in the 1600s. It's true of his Chavos Yair, but Machon Yerushalayim published what was his major work, Mekor Chaim, in the 1980s. It wasn't published till then. So he writes in his comments on Hilchos Chanukah, Nirali, the Iker HaMitzvah Hu, Shia HaMadlik, Eitzel HaNeros Chatzi Shok De Lirois Esam. Ela Lirois Esam Bovad means... Not that just simply we're limited from our usage of the menorah. There is a mitzvah to look at the candles of the menorah for half an hour. Ela l'roisam bovad, only to look at them alone. Why the double negative? Double negative is always a positive. Ein miut achar miut, ela l'rabois, is coming to teach us you're supposed to look at the candles of the menorah. And that's what he says. V'hachim mashu mashakasav ein lanu rishus l'shtamesh bohem. We can only see them, then you're supposed to see them. That's why we make a bracha, even if you're not lighting the menorah. If you simply see the candles, you make a bracha. The bracha of Sha'asanisim is a birchas haroeh. Gamkin mevarach v'lo sagi sheyadok v'yelech v'makom acher. It's not nice, or it's not good enough, that people light the menorah, and then they're out the door before, they sing Haneris Halal Ma'oz Surah on the run, they lit the menorah, and then they're out. He says it's not the right thing to do. You're supposed to sit with the candles and look at them. And you need to look. I don't know if you have to do this. He says you should do this. A person should sit and look at the candles of the menorah. Why? Why should a person sit and look at the candles of the menorah? Particularly, the Baal HaMachshava explained, Pasuk says in last week's parasha that Yehuda comes looking for Tamar, and the Pasuk says, Ayei HaKedesha. He says, where is the Kedesha? The Zayna? He by Nayim. She is on the corner. He's on the street corner. Ayeha Kadesha Hiba Einayim. However, the Radamsker, right, it's in the Sefer Tiferet Shlomo. Ayei HaKedusha, where is Kedusha? Kedusha is Hiba Einayim, is found in a person's eyes. That's what he says when a person dies, the first organ that shuts down, we close a person's eyes. It's the first organ that shuts down because that's when the neshama rests in a person's body, is in his eyes. That's why he says if a person gets even one particle of dust in his eye, he can't see properly. Already he's bothered. Why? A particle of dust in most of the other organs of the body doesn't disturb us that greatly, but if it's in the eye, we're highly sensitive. Because one dust of chol, one particle of dirt, of chulin, of mundane sight already disturbs us. Already it impacts us. Because the source of a person's neshama, kedusha, ayeha kedesha, hibo einayim. And perhaps part of the mitzvah ner Chanukah is to cleanse our sight, to cleanse our eyes. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, how long are you supposed to leave the Neres Chanukah burning? The Gemara says, ad shetichle regel min ashuk, until there's no more traffic in the shuk, in the marketplace. Then the Gemara continues. And most people know the Gemara. I think it ends there, but it doesn't. The Gemara quotes another opinion. Ad shetichle regel de tarmudoi, until the traffic of the tarmudoi stops. Who was tarmudoi? It was the people from a certain area, a certain town, Tarmudoi, Tarmud, and they were the wood salesmen. They stayed the latest in the marketplace. It's telling us not only when the heaviest foot traffic is done in the marketplace, when all foot traffic is done, even when the Tarmudoi have left, the wood chopper, the wood salesmen have left, then you can no longer light Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah has to burn until they're still in the market. But why the ad tichle regel the tarmudoi? So the Kozhnitz of Maggid explains in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, based on another Gemara later on in Masechta Shabbos, the Flamed Aleph. Amud Aleph, but the Gemara says, praises the patience of Hillel. The Gemara says, Hillel was so patient. But Shammai lacked patience for people who asked silly questions. That's why Hillel had patience for the Ger, who said, teach me kol terkul as I stand on one foot. Shammai threw him out. Hillel had so much patience. So the Gemara there, almost an entire daf, discusses the great patience that Hillel had for silly questions. So Gemara says, once someone approached Hillel and asked him, why are the heads of people in Bavel particularly round? Hillel said, what a great question. He said, because the chayos, the people who help deliver the babies in Bavel, are not talented, and therefore the heads come out deformed. Okay, he answered. And then Gemara says, another question, silly question, someone once asked Hillel. Someone asked Hillel, why do the people of Tarmudoi have small eyes? And Hillel said, my son, what a wonderful question. I'm so happy you asked it. And he explains that it's because the people of Tarmudoi live near the desert and there's sandstorms. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them smaller eyes to prevent the sand from getting in their eyes. Because when the sand gets in your eyes, it can damage your eyes. It's dim. So the Kozhnitz of Maggid says like this. He says, Al shetichle regel the Tarmudoi, we have to light near Chanukah till we remove all the sand, all the dust, all the chol, all the chulin from our eyes. That's what the purpose of Avakas Neres Chanukah is, to burn out the chulin from our eyes. Like Sam Sefer writes in his drushes, that everything a person sees registers with a person forever. And we know it's true, by the way. If you've been one place, even when you were a child, you were in a place and you ever revisit, you go back to that place, you'll remember. I've been here before. You might have been able to picture it, without being there again. But once you're there, you're like, oh, I know I've seen this before. Or a person once saw a video when he was a little kid. He sees it again. Oh, I've seen this already. It's a rerun. I've seen this already. We know right away. And years later, decades later, I've seen that already. Chaim Sofer says, everything we've seen registers with us forever, for good and for bad. Interestingly enough, ironically, we read something in the Sefer, we never remember it the day later. We can't remember we ever saw it. Did I see this again? Certainly not years later. But the things, unfortunately, that we see register with us, stay with us forever, somewhere in the recesses of our mind. So it says in some Sefer, the purpose of seeing the Ner Chanukah is to burn out all of the unfortunate images that unfortunately stay with us for a long period of time. Ad shetichle regel the Talmudoi, until we remove all of the chulin in our eyes. And Amir Tzashem, to use the halakas near Chanukah, to see, we hope to see the Ner Chanukah in the Beis HaMikdash, as we say in the Davening of Yom Kippur, Ashrei Ayin Rosa Kolela, that praiseworthy is the eye that sees Dvarim Shebekdusha. We should use our eyes for Dvarim Shebekdusha, and we look forward to using our eyes to see the Menorah one day, Mirtz Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, from Heri Yomenu Amen. Shkoyachem.